On this next bit, if you think I sound like a Republican, you're wrong. In this next bit, it's just that I'm right. And if you think I sound right like a Republican, it's because you are too far to the left. The subject is, big headline, U.S. Whore Today, January 8th, speedboats threaten to blow up U.S. ships. Iran plays down confrontation, Pentagon calls action reckless. Iranian speedboats harassed three Navy ships in the Strait of Hormuz over the weekend. A reckless, in quotes, provocation that comes as President Bush gets ready to go to the Middle East. Five small boats believed to be part of Iran's Revolutionary Guards threatened to blow up the frigate Ingraham, missile cruiser Port Royal, and missile destroyer USS Hapa, as in grasshopper, in international waters Sunday about who gives a hell damn what time it was. Isn't that stupid? I mean, I understand you want some detail, but, you know, they're always doing that in, when they talk about, oh, a bomb blew up 14 miles north-northwest of Baghdad. Well, outside of Baghdad. Do we need to know it was north-northwest and 14 miles? If it was 12 miles, would it all be different? No. But we need to know it was 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay. The Iranian actions were reckless and dangerous, Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman said. Is he? I think he's gay. Brian Whitman? I don't know. Why does the Pentagon keep hiring gay spokesmen? Who was that first guy? Brian Williams? That isn't right. He works for NBC now. He was a Pentagon spokesman during the first Gulf War. Gay as they come, which is okay with me, but you gotta don't ask, don't tell. And the spokesman for the Pentagon is gay? I'm sorry. Sunday's incident escalated after high-speed boats approached the Navy's vessels from the north. So you have to know it's from the north or the story doesn't count. Said Vice Admiral Kevin Cosgrove. Can you have an Admiral Kevin? To me, you know, it's funny how different names go with different eras. You know, like if your name is Emily or Edith or, you know, there's a whole lot of names that you just know they're 90 years old. And if your name's Heather, you're probably in your 40s or 50s just because when we were kids, you know what I mean? And today it's all biblical. It's all Jacob and Matthew and Isaiah and all this. You know, it's just nutty how a lot of times for a guy's name, you can tell how old he is, but Admiral Kevin sounds funny. Admiral Kevin, commander of the 5th Fleet, the boat split into two formations, zoomed around the ships, and radioed a threat that U.S. ships would explode. Oh, this is getting me pissed off. Crew on two of the boats, shouldn't it be the crew? I'm gonna add the. The crew on two of the boats dropped two boxes in the path of the Ingraham. The boats came within 500 yards of the U.S. ships, which were prepared to fire. Oh, that's good to know. Sons of bitches. Anybody remember the U.S. Cole? Or the USS Cole? Sorry, I forgot an S. But they blamed that on Clinton. Here we got a damn warship pulling into the fucking port of Yemen, of all places. And they just stand there with their fingernails while these boats come and, you know, pull up next to them. And they go, hi, how you doing? And then they blow up and they kill 20 sailors and they blow a big hole in the boat. It's like, hey, warship, do you ever think that you might want to be on guard for, oh, I don't know, people you might be at war with? Now, remember, this is all during the time when they say Clinton had a chance to grab bin Laden, but he didn't do it. Everybody knew that bin Laden was so guilty back before 9/11. Everybody knew it was so obvious. Bill Clinton, silver platter. And he refused because he claimed some legal yada-dada. But the thing is, the CIA couldn't put bin Laden on anything in particular. They couldn't put his fingerprints weren't on anything. They suspected. But, you know, Bill Clinton isn't the type of guy that would go kidnap a guy from some other country on a whim like the current monkey. So anyway, the coal, they just stand there while these ships come up and pull up next to them. And, of course, they're dynamite. Suiciders, and they killed whatever 15, 20 soldiers. And so I kind of like to think that a warship in the damn Straits of Hormuz is not going to take a bunch of crap from some little sons of bitches in some little fucking boats. What's wrong with our Navy? There probably is something fishy here because these boats are all billion-dollar boats. So you'd think they could afford a $200 video camera, you know what I mean? Cameras are damn cheap now. I'll bet if there's 500 men on that ship, there's probably 50 camcorders. So, you know, they've got footage of this. I'll be damned, if I'm Secretary of State or if I'm President, every one of my boats is going to have a shoot whenever you damn want kind of order in this situation. Now, when you quote me, be sure you put that in this situation. A, I don't think we should be in the Straits of Hormuz. We're just there to provoke, but take that as a separate issue. We're talking about our boats are in a position in what we call international seas. And now five little bitty boats start fucking with us, and we take it? What's wrong with our Navy? I mean, here, I'm accusing Bush of being too liberal, too lefty with his military force, which is crazy. But you don't do that. You don't let five little boats, it says they zoomed around the ships and radioed a threat. That would not happen under President Barkov. I'm going to tell every Navy vessel there is, if some little pissant boat comes towards you saying, let's see, are the exact words here? But somewhere they quoted them as saying, you know, your ship will burn in 5 minutes, something like that. And they threw these cubes or whatever, these boxes into the water in front of the Ingraham, whatever. For all we know, they're poison gas or biological agents, some kind of anthrax. We don't know. Who knows? But when you're engaged, when an enemy engages you and throws something suspicious at you, you can't say, oh, that's probably an empty box. You got to assume it's trouble, whether it is or not. But why didn't we slap these guys? They got cameras, so it's not like it's our word against theirs. No, here's the camera. Here's our giant, you know, where's the goddamn Fifth Fleet? And we're taking crap from little boats. What's wrong with these? Anyway, so here's the Fifth Fleet, and here come these little sons of bitches. And these little flies, these little gnats that can kill, they're buzzing around the boat, and they're saying, hey, you better back off. By gosh, if I was you, I'd step back. What a bunch of crap. You blow one of them up, and you say, hey, you all want some too? And you give them maybe 30 seconds. If they keep coming or fail to retreat, you blow another one up. If you're in a bad mood, you blow all five up. What are you doing? You don't do that. It's like me walking up to Mike Tyson saying, hey, pussy, you want a piece of me? Yeah, he's going to give me one shot. And I may survive that punch. I might not. But you don't go up to Mike Tyson and taunt him. That's what we have here. These people walk up, these suicidal hand jobs, they come up to our ships and they start taunting us. We will set you aflame in 5 minutes. Hey, guess what, dude? You're not going to see 5 minutes. Boom. Why don't they do that? What's wrong with them? And now you think, oh, warlike Bart. Bart with his guns. Torture Bart. Always ready to hurt somebody. No, this is war. These are warships at war. Next to a hostile country, at the, you know, whatever Bush has done to provoke it, Iran is a hostile country. And when they send five of their boats out to say, hey, we're going to burn you up, no, guess what? Boom. It's so easy. Why doesn't everybody see it that way? Why didn't our guys fire back? Yeah, I kept hearing on the news, they said they were just about to fire back. Oh, yeah, they formed a committee, and the committee was going to appoint a Blue Ribbon Commission, and they were going to investigate the possibilities of considering to fire back. Well, no, you blow them little bastards out of the water. What's wrong? We invaded a country. We've killed 1 million Iraqis. What is five little Iranian boats? What is that a problem for? If the Iraqi bastards have been circling, whatever, off Florida, saying we're going to set Florida on fire, yeah, we'd smoke them then. Why don't we smoke anybody that walks up to us in our territory, international waters, whatever, a couple of miles around my boats, that's my water. You come into my water, A, you're in trouble. You know, if I had, say I had a lot of money, I go to Miami, I rent one of them Don Johnson cigarette boats like on Miami Vice, and I'm tooling around, I'm running around the Gulf just having a good time, and I see a destroyer or an aircraft carrier or something, and I think, well, hey, I'll go buzz those guys. How much fun? No, I wouldn't do that. I think, well, they might make a mistake. They might hit the wrong switch or something and blow me out of the water, so I'm not going to screw with a giant warship. And this is off the Florida coast, you know. But here they are in the Straits of damn Hormuz, and our ships are sitting there saying, you better watch out. I'm telling you now, don't you be circling me one more time. That's all crap. But we just take it for the dumbest reasons. We invade countries that never did anything to us. And when a couple little hand jobs come at us, say, we're going to burn you up, then we say, please. Well, we didn't exactly say please, but our failure to shoot back showed that we were less than prepared to engage them. And that's what you don't want to do that if you're a military. You know, it's a lot like poker. If you fold, or it's a lot like being a Senate Democrat. If you fold every confrontation, then the enemy gets emboldened. That's the big problem we got now. The Democrats folded every single time. Every time the Republicans ran the boats around us, we said, oh, please don't hurt me, please. And so they know they own us now. First time Bush got out of line, if they'd slapped him down, then he would know you can't do that again. Same with that Tyson example. I go up to Mike Tyson and say something he don't like. He could give me a backhand, maybe knock a tooth out, bloody my lip, maybe knock me out. Okay, I think I've learned something. I think I've learned you don't go up to Mike Tyson and smart off. You know, hey, Mike, stupid tattoo on your face. What'd you get drunk and have your mother do? Bam! You know, I'm laying on the ground full of blood. I learned not to do that next time. There's a natural order of things that the Democrats, and in this particular case, the Navy, don't seem to understand. You don't do that. You don't walk up to somebody physically superior to you and taunt them. What is wrong with this world? Everything's topsy-fucking-turvy. Am I the only guy who's a rational, down-the-middle, sees both sides but chooses the right path guy that you've heard or read today?